difference in a career. I know you want to be drafted as high as possible, but how much thought do you give to wanting to land somewhere with the right fit and the right culture to nurture your career?
Yeah, I mean, the right fit is always perfect, regardless of the situation or what you're doing. Having the right fit and the right time, it was always will always be good for you or any person. But, you know, any situation that happens on Thursday is going to be the right situation. It's going to be what I was called to do and called to go to. So, you know, I figure whatever team calls my name is going to be, you know, the right fit for me.
Deshaun, as a competitor who knows what their value is, what's the lowest you could be drafted where it wouldn't feel like an insult, like the NFL had made a mistake?
Really, man, just kind of biggest one is just going undrafted. I guess that's the biggest thing. I honestly, man, it doesn't even matter to me. As long as my name is called and I'm, you know, my name is called to join the NFL and I get on some team's roster, all the other stuff is going to speak for itself. I just want to go play football and perform and do the best I can and play 10 to 15 years and just enjoy it.
All right, last question for you. Deshaun, do me a favor. Finish this question for me. 5 years from now, Deshaun Watson will be blank.
5 years from now, Deshaun Watson will be a franchise guy, franchise quarterback who will be one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL with hopefully 2 Super Bowls.
Thanks again to Deshaun Watson joining us on behalf of Old Spice, the greatest smell in the NFL. Learn more about the hardest working collection lineup and the lasting scent and superior hydration of new Hydro Wash body wash and at Old Spice's YouTube page. Deshaun, I know you're doing a bunch of these today. Very gracious of you. Great conversation. Appreciate you. Best of luck in your career, and we'll be rooting for you on Thursday and going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, coming up next, drama with the Orioles and Red Sox leads to a punishment, why Pedroia absolutely sold out his guys, and why Major League Baseball needs more, not less, of this so-called violence. If you want to weigh in, by the way, 855-212-4CBS. But first, your CBS Sports Update with Rich Ackerman.
Flash. Bill Derek Jeter has kept busy in retirement and is now realizing another dream, becoming an owner. A group led by the Yankee great that also includes former Florida Governor Jeb Bush won an auction today to purchase the Miami Marlins. Of course, Jeter's former team, the Yankees, are rained out tonight against the Red Sox. Mets and Braves also rained out. Right now, bottom of the second in Cleveland. No score between the Astros and Indians in a good pitching matchup. Dallas Keuchel, he of the 3-0 record thus far with a .94 ERA going up against Josh Tomlin. Getting underway at the top of the hour will be the Cubs and Pirates in Pittsburgh. Also the Rays and first-place Orioles in Baltimore. The Marlins and Phillies will go in Philadelphia as well. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will retire from racing at the end of the season. The 14-time winner of NASCAR's Most Popular Driver Award missed 16 races last year due to a concussion. The 42-year-old was married recently and is interested in a family. The Spurs will host the Grizzlies in Game 5 tonight. After dropping the first two in San Antonio, Memphis responded with back-to-back wins at home, and they can grab the series edge with a third straight victory tonight. Head coach David Fizdale said they need to embrace the opportunity.
For me and for our team to have to face Pop and those guys, you're talking about the elites, you're talking about champions. So the challenge for us is awesome. And, you know, as a man who always wants to get better and grow, that's what you want.
Fizdale's Take That for Data rant has been the turning point so far in this series, which again is tied at 2. Also tonight, the Clippers host the Jazz with that series even at 2. Austin Rivers returns for L.A., but Blake Griffin is done for the season with a toe injury. And the Rockets host the Thunder, holding a 3-1 series lead. 2 days away from the NFL draft, Gio and Jones will be live for Round 1 Thursday at 8 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Rich Ackerman.
It's game time, and you're in the mood for takeout. You're probably thinking pizza, but then again, you've probably ordered pizza the last 10 times. So what do you do?
Well, here are three words for you, BT.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I like it.
Now you can order online and pick up at the nearest location. They've got everything from shareables to burgers to their famous wings. So don't settle for that same old pizza when you can spice up game time, lunchtime, or anytime.
Here's how you get it, Teak. Order online at BuffaloWildWings.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports at all participating restaurants.
Do shine. Do love. This Mother's Day, the gift of Pandora from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, lets you do it all for mom. Stop in between April 27th and April 30th, and you'll receive a free Pandora jewelry box with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Inscribed, "Always my mother, forever my friend." This jewelry box is the gift mom will treasure forever. Do love this Mother's Day. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina. My car needs an oil change.
We do have 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Synthetic for $29.99.
That's a great price, right?
It's a pretty good deal.
Sounds good.
It will protect your car in all seasons.
Hey, you know your stuff. Why do British singers lose their accent when they sing?
I'm sorry?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Mobil 1 High Mileage Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Filter for just $29.99. See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Nicholas, Palmer, Love, Jones. Those are just some of golf's legendary names woven into the legacy of the golf capital of the world. They set the scene. Now it's time to play it out during your next golf getaway to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. With the widest variety of award-winning courses, the possibilities are endless this spring during your Myrtle Beach golf vacation. Start planning your spring golf getaway to the golf capital of the world today by visiting MyrtleBeachGolfHoliday.com.
It's CTV News in 90. Here's Chris Morales.
The Enid Police Department has confirmed that yet another truck has struck the East Main Avenue Bridge early Tuesday morning, leading to a temporary closing of the roadway. Truck driver and Newcastle resident Kenneth Green drove onto Main near the 10 a.m. hour on Tuesday due to a train crossing on Garriott. Green chose to use Main as a detour, and when the driver approached the bridge, misjudged the height of his truck, leading to the accident. Tuesday morning's incident on East Main marks the 10th such accident on Enid's infamous bridge since July of 2014, with the Enid Police Department still investigating the crash. More information on the incident will be released by early Wednesday morning. City of Enid officials announced early Tuesday morning that a portion of Randolph Avenue will be closed off on Friday morning as part of the Tri-State Parade festivities. Randolph, from Independence to Grand, is scheduled to be closed off to local traffic from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. on Friday of this week, as the banner used to symbolize the parade will be hung for all to recognize. The 85th Annual Tri-State Music Festival and Parade is scheduled for various locations of Enid on May 5th, with additional road closings expected to be announced by City of Enid officials in time for the festivities. Please plan alternate routes on Friday morning to avoid the closing of Randolph, with more information of the festival and parade to come within the next week. That's CTV News in 90. I'm Chris Morales.
Take me out to the Enid Home Show, April 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Chisholm Trail Expo Center. Plan now to attend the 2017 Enid Home Show, presented by the Enid Home Builders Association. Show times are Friday 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is $5, and kids 12 and under are free. Be one of the first 100 through the door and have your entry fee refunded by Bath Planet of Oklahoma. Don't miss tons of giveaways, including $2,000 in Money Tree Bucks. No cash value must be present to win and must be spent with vendors during the show. This year's event will showcase over 300 vendors, Kids Zone, a solitaire home inside the expo, the best in local and state arts and crafts vendors, and Okie's Got Talent Contest, with local and state artists performing daily. Come on out to the 2017 Enid Home Show, proudly sponsored by Oklahoma RV Center, United Rentals, and Progressive Windows. Another fine show by C&M Production Group, LLC.
Heading home, our forecast from the Chisholm Trail Broadcasting with us at a service of Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They will help you turn a difficult time into a special memory by honoring your loved one with dignity at his Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. Heading home this evening, those clouds around, and yes, we do have about a 40% chance for rain and thunderstorms through our evening and overnight hours. By morning, a low down near 48. A few showers tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy, much cooler with a northwesterly wind. A high tomorrow only around 55. It is 70 in Enid at your official weather station.
Live from the CBS Sports Radio studios in Los Angeles, it's Writer Than You. Here's Bill Writer.
Thrilled to be here. The show rolls on. Week two. DA, if you're wondering what the hell I'm doing in your ear, is rightfully has been promoted to the big time here on CBS Sports Radio, 9 to noon Eastern time. Me, Bill Writer, will be hanging out with you going forward from 6 to 10 Eastern. Really appreciate you spending a little bit of your time with us here on the show. And I have a full disclosure for you. And I would love to hear from you if you want to weigh in. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I like it. I think it's good for the game of baseball. I stand up in my seat, in my chair, in my living room, and I cheer when ballplayers throw at other ballplayers, when a pitcher beans a guy. Not headhunting. I'm not saying headhunting. But I'm also, like, not that freaked out about it. And I grew up a Cubs fan who watched Andre Dawson go down when he got hit in the head. Nobody roots.
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Plainsman Baseball on 1390 KCRC and CTBSports.com.
That one is hit hard into center, and Holden, did he make the catch? He dove for it. Yes, he did. The Enid Plainsman knock off the Broken Arrow Tigers 2-1. It's all on his shoulders, and he'll blast it over to third. But there goes McNeil. Picks it up and throws him out at first. The Enid Plainsmen come back from down 2-0 and knock off the Edmond North Huskies 3-2 to close out the Gladys Winners Tournament here at David Allen Ballpark.
2-2 to cross. Swing and a drive to left. That ball is over the wall and out of here. Cross Bay just drilled a solo shot to left field to start this game.
Enid Plainsman Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Stevens Ford, and by our Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports Boosters.
Let's head down to the field right now with the voice of the Plainsman, John Herrick. It's Enid Plainsman Baseball on KCRC and CTBSports.com.
Good evening and welcome to the final home game of the regular season for the Enid Plainsman baseball team. It is senior night as well, with a very festive atmosphere at David Allen Memorial Ballpark. I'm John Herrick, joined by Butch Lingenfelter a little bit later on for the second to last game of the regular season for the Enid Plainsman. Enid will get a rematch against the Bartlesville Bruins this evening, a team they beat last night 8-6 after trailing 4-0 early in that one. That win puts them at 21-10 on the season, 9-4 in District 6A4. The loss also dropped Bartlesville to 5th in the district standings after Bigsby beat Muskogee 8-0 and moved ahead of Bartlesville in the 6A4 rankings. The other key action in 6A4 was a doubleheader between Moore and Union won both of those games 11-7 and 10-4, which means that Union has the 2 seed locked up in District 6A4, and Enid will now have to go on the road next week in the postseason. Enid comes into this game scoring 5 runs a game and allowing 3. Bartlesville puts 6 runs on the board per contest and allows 6. Bartlesville finished last year with a record of 11-22. They are 10-12 this season with a 5-6 district record. They're also dealing with a tough medical situation. Bartlesville coach Spence Rigdon was diagnosed with cancer last year and has been coaching from the press box at home games this season while very seldom traveling with the team on road trips, and he is not here tonight. So his assistant coach, Zach Michael, will do all the coaching tonight and will not have the help of Spence Rigdon up in the press box, as we wish Coach Rigdon a very speedy recovery as he undergoes a very courageous fight with cancer. Now, the 5 seniors that are being celebrated tonight are 5 very important young men that have helped be a very important cog in the Plainsman wheel all four seasons. Not only did they help this team become competitive this year, but possible state tournament contenders as well. Those five young men are Colt McCoy, Colton Troxell, Cross Bay, C.J. Arndt, and Dakota Chronister. We are going to talk to those five young men. We're going to talk to those five guys when we come back in just a moment. And then after that, we'll have a visit with Enid baseball coach Brad Gore as part of our pregame show. You're listening to Enid Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
KCRC.
All right, back here at David Allen Ballpark now. I'm here with the five seniors for the Enid Plainsman baseball team. Colt McCoy, C.J. Arndt, Dakota Chronister, Colton Troxell, and Cross Bay. Guys, I'll pass the phone around. Just say your name and why you've enjoyed playing Enid baseball for the last 4 years.
My name is Colt McCoy. I like being at Enid baseball to come out to the ballpark with all my teammates.
My name is C.J. Arndt, and I like to compete.
My name is Dakota Crosser. I like to be around my teammates and support them and just play ball.
My name is Colton Trucks, and I like to be around my teammates.
My name is Cross Bay, and playing me and I've gained a lot of memories that I'll never forget. And coming out here and playing with my best friends is the best time of my life.
All right, there you have it, the five Enid seniors. Up next, we will have a visit with Enid baseball coach Brad Gore before tonight's game against Bartlesville. You're listening to Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal. 1390 KCRC.
Back here with now Enid baseball coach Brad Gore. Coach, tonight, a very special night for you. Number one, the last home game of the season. Number two, it's a night for your seniors and C.J. Arndt, Colton Troxell, Cross Bay, Dakota Chronister, and, you know, those guys have been a big, big help for your team this year. What's made those five seniors really special?
Oh, you know, they're all good guys, first of all. They're all good people. They've gave a lot to the baseball program. They've worked really hard, and you know, they're kind of the starting point of this thing that we've got it turned around, and hopefully we can build off of this. So, very important class, very good guys. I'm proud of all of them. You know, each one has something that they've done really well for the club. You know, Colt McCoy, Dakota Chronister, Trox will all pitch, and you know, Cross being a catcher, and CJ an outfielder. They've all done a good job. They've all got an important role and done some really good things for our ball club this year.
Yeah, Colt McCoy was the last one I forgot to mention, but you know, you come in, you get to play Bartlesville again, and you know, knowing that probably the two seed might be completely out of the question now, but you know, you definitely want to finish strong in front of your home fans.
Oh, no doubt. You know, we want to win this game. We want to get going here before we get to playoffs. You know, we got a nice little streak, and we just want to continue that that and stay hot as we go into the playoffs. And then Bartlesville, a team that, you know, we talked about, they play you tough, and they only lose the games that they lose by an average of 2 runs a game, and you only beat them by 2 last night, so you know they're going to probably come in here and be scrappy once again.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, they have a good hitting ball club, and they've got a nice lefty they're going to throw today, so it won't be easy again, and hopefully our kids are focused on winning another ball game, and, you know, it'd be nice to get 22 before Saturday. So, like you said, it's building on for playoffs, and we don't want to let off the throttle.
I know you're so locked into game mode right now and getting ready for the playoffs. Do you ever stop and reflect once in a while where you are now from where you were a year ago?
You know, John, we do a little bit. We were in the offices a little bit. You know, we kind of talk about the season before it gets here and how many games we'd like to win. And, you know, we set our sights on 20 and thought if we got to 20, we'd have a heck of a season. So we've surpassed that a little bit. And especially in our district, as tough as it is, you know, if you get to that 20-win mark, you've had a good season. But I was talking to some of the guys this morning about, you know, the seniors, about their moments. And, you know, they just wanted to talk about, hey, we're not done. Really, our biggest moment's yet to come. So I think everybody's got the right mindset. We just need to keep it up. And I'm really proud of this team up to this point. And, you know, win, lose, or draw tonight, they're good kids. They're hard workers. So really excited about where we're headed.
Braden Pierce is going to pitch tonight. I know in his last outing against Muskogee, he walked a few too many people, and I'm sure he's been working on that. What have you tried to tell him to maybe get the walks down and get the out totals up?
Well, you know, I think Braden was in a unique situation. You know, Braden's starting to get a few colleges looking at him, and that was really the first night that some colleges were there to watch him. And I think he tried a little bit too hard. So, you know, he's got to learn to deal with that. I told him, I said, this is the first one, but it won't be the last. So you got to learn to deal with it. And I think he just got a little overworked up, you know, and had his blood flowing. So maybe today we'll get it back under control and get after him a little bit.
That's where it pays to have a senior catcher like Cross Bay calm him down a little bit.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Cross does a good job controlling our pitchers and keeping everything in perspective. But, you know, being a former pitcher, you got to kind of have that mentality that nothing's going to bother you. We talk about that a lot. So, hey, they've all done a good job. You know, Braden's thrown the ball well all year up to the other night. I'm sure he'll come out tonight and do a good job.
Enid baseball coach Brad Gore. Coach, good luck to you on senior night and the final home game of the season, bud. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Love you.
All right, so tonight, folks, we're going to get started. The game has actually been underway for about the last few minutes, as I'll hand the microphone now off to my color man, Butch Lingenfelter. For some reason, the umpires felt inclined to start the game at 5:55, so here we are getting underway a few minutes ahead of schedule. Braden Pierce is behind in the count. Ironically enough, though, when Brad Gore's talking about Braden Pierce, he gets behind in the count of the very first batter he faces in John Cone, the junior right fielder, 3-1, and right as he does that, Gore goes out there to have a quick word with him to start this game. And right after that happens, he delivers ball 4 for the first walk of the evening. Enid won this game last night 8-6, but did not start well. And now that Union has won those 2 games last night, and really Enid can't get the 2 seed because Union, I believe, has the tiebreaker for marginal points. This game is really kind of just for pride, but also to make sure they secure the 3 seed going into next week's playoff run. John Cone is now aboard with a leadoff walk for the Bartlesville Bruins, and the next man up is Easton Hammonds, the senior second baseman, and that time a breaking ball strike from Braden Pierce. The leadoff man, John Cone, who just got on, was 1-for-4 last night with a run scored and a walk, by the way. And now up, Easton Hammonds, senior second baseman, throw to first base, not in time, as John Cone gets back safely.
I think it's really important, not that obviously winning the game's great, but you want to just continue the momentum they build over this winning streak.
0-1 pitch, Hammonds goes after it and misses, and he falls behind in the count 0-2.
Man, that was a really hard fastball right under the hands of Easton Hammonds. That tough pitch. Throw that one again.
Right-hander versus right-hander here between Pierce and Hammonds. And last night, Hammonds was 0-for-4, but he did have a walk, a run scored, and an RBI. That one gets away from Pierce. 1-ball, 2-strikes. It was a hard-throwing fastball again, 88 miles an hour. And to think, as a junior, he has one more year left for him. Here with this Enid Plainsman team going into next season. The 1-2 pitch gets him to dribble it back up the middle. Grabbed by Wojcik, flips to second to Connor Gore. Throw to first, double play! A 4-6-3 twin killer for the Enid defense, and it retires John Cone and puts two outs on the board.
I'm almost going to put a one as an assist on that because I'm wondering if Braden hit the tip of his glove on it too, which will give him an assist. But he also realized that his second baseman, Wojtek, was going to get to it, so he pulled it away.
Garrett Meidel coming up, and he hacks the first one foul. Meidel 2-for-4 with a sacrifice bunt last night. On the season, Garrett is averaging .377. Defense for Enid, Kobe Hudson's in left field, Colton Troxell your center fielder, C.J. Arn is in right, Mason Scrimmager at third base, Connor Gore at short, Ambrin Wojtek is at second base, strike by Pearson, it's nothing and two. And then Colby Jarnigan is on first base, Cross Bay the catcher, and Braden Pierce the pitcher. Nothing and two the count to Garrett Meidel. Let's see if Pierce can end this inning, and not quite. Meidel will bloop it foul over towards the Enid dugout. Meidel's always been kind of a problem for the Plainsmen, and he was that way last night. He got two big singles there in the fourth and sixth innings, but was stranded on base both times. Both teams left a lot of runners out there. A combined 22 runners left on base between both teams as that fastball from Pierce gets upstairs 1-2. Braden's come out throwing hard. He's been in the upper 80s the whole game so far.
Meidel seems like he's been there forever. I know he's a three-year starter.
1-2 pitch, nearly hit him in the leg. Two balls, two strikes.
He came up as a catcher with him. The first year or two he was a catcher, but then he's so fast, they decided they need to move him in the outfield to better utilize his speed.
Two quick outs in the top of the first, and that pitch gets away. And low for ball three. Pierce took something off of it that time, 72 miles an hour. So good job by Garrett Meidel to battle back from down 0-2 to make the count full in the pitch. Ball four. So Braden Pierce struggling with his command early. He has already walked two batters after having six walks in his last outing against Muskogee. A.J. Archambault, senior designated hitter for tonight. A.J., speaking of having command issues, struggled at the mound last night. He ended up having seven walks, and he was not the losing pitcher, but he took the no decision. However, as a hitter, he's averaging .395 with 17 runs batted in. 23 runs scored. He's also homered twice. And Pierce throws an off-speed pitch in on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Two outs. Top of the first. No score between Enid and Bartlesville.
Outfield is really deepened up against both Meidel and Archambault.
0-1 pitch. He gets a piece of it, but it's dribbled over to short. Connor Gore charges, throws to first. It's low, but it's dug out of there by Jarnigan for the third out of the inning. Great play by Gore to attack it, pick it up, and throw out one of the best hitters on the team. So for Bartlesville in that inning, no runs, no hits, with no errors, but they do leave a man on base, and we're scoreless heading into the bottom of the first inning. This is Plainsman Baseball on Senior Night from CTV Sports.
Smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Catch the St. Louis Cardinals on CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
KCRC.
Bottom of the first about to start. Bartlesville had their first crack at it. They were able to draw two walks on Braden Pierce there in the top of the first inning, but come up empty. They leave a man stranded. And it's Enid nothing, Bartlesville nothing. Plainsmen trying to get consecutive win number 7, their last home game of the year. Didn't have a whole lot of them this year. This is just their 11th home game of the season, where they are 6-4 at David Allen Ballpark. And on the road, the Plainsmen are 15-6 in 21 outings. So if they do have to go on the road, I loved what Coach Brad Gore told me last night. He said, bring it. We will go wherever they want to send us. Leadoff man for the Enid Plainsmen, Ambrin Wojcik, sophomore second baseman, followed by Mason Scrimmager, sophomore third baseman. Connor Gore, freshman shortstop, is third. Cross Bay, your senior catcher in the cleanup spot. Braden Pierce, junior pitcher, is fifth. C.J. Arndt, senior right fielder, is sixth. Kobe Hudson, sophomore left fielder, is seventh. Colby Jarnigan, freshman first baseman, is eighth. And then you have Colton Troxell, senior center fielder, in ninth. As Zach Snow is the left-handed thrower that we will see for Bartlesville. And right away, a lefty-lefty matchup between him and Wojcik. And Wojcik fouls the second pitch off after taking the first one in for a strike. And it's 0-2. Snow's payoff upstairs for ball one. Ambrin Wojcik, the leader on the Enid baseball team in so many categories. Games played and started. Played appearances. Singles with 30, 18 walks. That leads the team as he takes ball two here and averaging .363 at the plate this year, a .487 on base percentage. The team leader in sacrifice bunts with 3, stolen bases with 17, and runs scored with 29. And here he comes again. He might be drawing another walk here as Snow's 2-2 offering hits the turf for ball three. So could Wojcik draw a leadoff walk? He'll foul this one off. He had to protect the plate there, and he did. He was 1-for-4 last night with a walk and an RBI. Kick in the fire from Snow. And Wojcik reached out and fouled it off. And I think he's upset with himself, thinking that might have been ball four. But again, you know, Butch is a hitter. You can't take any chances. Got to go after that.
Yeah, and that was right on the corner. And then it slid away. It was a hard slider, cut fastball. And protect.
3-2. That one was nowhere close. Now, Wojcik gets to, as that ball goes behind the catcher, Lucas Rietvers, to the wall. Now, Wojcik, if that ball bounced way away from the catcher, he could have gone to second. That's why he was sprinting to first base. So he gets his 19th walk of the season. He has now drawn 8 walks in the last 5 games. He has been a walking machine. Mason Scrimmager last night had 2 walks. He was 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch, a run scored, and an RBI. And the right-handed Scrimmager sees this ball go through the legs of Rietvers, throw to second base, and that will not come anywhere close to getting Ambrin Wojcik.
Really good reaction by Wojcik. As soon as he saw the ball skip behind the right-hand hitting Scrimmager, he was off and made it easily. And by the way, that was a great at back. He fouled off really 3 good pitches from Snow.
Would you say that last pitch was a pass ball or a wild pitch?
I'd say it's a wild pitch.
Yeah, it was pretty low for the catcher, so it'll go down as a wild pitch. Scrimmager tries to bunt the next pitch from Zach Snow, and it's fouled off, 1-1. Righty versus lefty here. Left-handed Snow facing the right-handed batter, Scrimmager. Scrimmager this season, he leads the team in sacrifice hits with 3 of them. 11 stolen bases, a .342 average, .459 on-base percentage. Showing bunt, and he dribbles it right in front of home plate, picked up by Snow, who turns to first, and Scrimmager was sprinting down there and nearly beat the throw. But Snow retires him. Wojcik scampers to third base. Now there's 1 out on the scoreboard in the bottom of the first inning with Connor Gore coming up to the dish. Connor 1-for-4 last night with a walk and 3 runs batted in. Now, one of those RBIs came with the bases loaded for a walk. The other 2 came on a base hit for him. Connor hitting .344, and he sends this one to the shortstop, Grant Yardley, who throws him out, but that will score Wojcik. So even though Connor is retired, he'll get credit for an RBI and make it an early 1-0 lead for the Enid Plainsmen. And Cross Bay comes up with the bases empty and 2 outs.
Good piece of hitting by Gore. All he had to do was hit a ground ball to the middle part of the infield because Bartlesville was laying back and he had to give up the run. Saw the pitch, he knew he could hit in the ground and got her done.
Now Cross Bay leads the team in so many categories as he takes a strike from the left-handed Snow, right-handed Cross Bay. 23 runs batted in, that leads the team. The only home run. Leader in hits at 37, batting average at .425, slugging percentage at .586, and on-base percentage at .514. That ball skipped to home plate, blocked by the catcher Lucas Reed for his Brennan Longacre, the left fielder. For Bartlesville, Garrett Meidel in center, John Cone the right fielder, Taylor Cobbs at third, Grant Yardley at short, Easton Hammonds on second base, Derek Hill's on first. Lucas Reetfer's the catcher, catching the pitches from Zach Snow, and Snow misfires again for ball two. Now Derek Hill is not batting in the order for Bartlesville, but he will be playing strictly first base defensively. 2-1 pitch, Bay goes after it and pulls it foul over towards the third base side. Enid baseball coach Brad Gore coaching at third base. Denham Sullivan over at first, one of the assistant coaches. The other assistants in the dugout for Enid, Chris Percival, Chris Jensen, and Richie Tarango. 2-2 offering from Snow. Bay chases it and misses. It's low, and Reefers will have to throw out Bay at first base, which he does. So Cross Bay continues to struggle in the series against Bartlesville, going 0 for 5. But Enid gets a run and scores first tonight, leading the Bartlesville Bruins 1-0 heading to the second. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Welcome back to various hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment.
Bought a new sweet riding mower, came home, and realized I only have 30 square feet of grass and nowhere to put this thing. Hashtag wish I went to Jack's.
Bob told me to buy a push mower for 5 acres. Said it'll be a good workout. Spent 3 days mowing. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
Whether it's reliable service or buying the right mower for your yard, remember Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment. Come here first. You won't regret it. 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
At Messer Bowers Insurance, we are independent insurance agents and have been since 1926. We represent top-line national insurers like State Auto Insurance that offer the best in coverage at competitive premiums, but most of all, we represent you, our insured. So, you get the best of all worlds, the best coverage for your home, cars, and business, and an agent that advises you and represents you, not the insurance company. If you have ever experienced that feeling of being alone in the world when you have a claim, you should give us a try. An agent that protects you and won't sing the company song. 90 years strong, Messer Bowers Insurance.
1390 KCRC.
Enid takes a 1-0 lead on the Bartlesville Bruins in the bottom of the first inning thanks to an RBI ground out by Connor Gore that scores Ambrin Wojtek. Enid 1, Bartlesville nothing after Enid won last night's affair in Bartlesville, 8-6. Tell you what, whenever Enid's got a lot of long road trips because of the teams in their district. Union, that's not exactly down the street. That's 2 hours away. Then you've got Muskogee. That's a good 2.5, almost 3. So is Bartlesville. So when you can get a road win like that, it's always nice. Coming back makes the long drive all the more enjoyable.
Just haven't had many home games this year.
Nope.
Take away the winner's tournament, which we got 4. Only a half dozen.
And the shame of it is, a lot of people saw that tournament and probably thought, oh, Enid went 1-3. They really must not be that good. It's like, well, no, actually, that tournament's just incredibly tough. I mean, heck, Union went 1-3 in that tournament.
Yeah,
and look where Union is right now. They're 23-8. And, you know, playing great baseball. Taylor Cobb, the first man up in this inning for Bartlesville. He takes a strike from the right-handed throwing Braden Pierce. Righty versus righty in this battle. Taylor Cobb on the season, averaging .342. And last night, he was 0-for-3, hit by a pitch, but did have a run scored. 8 runs driven in. Good eye hit by him here to make the count. 1-1. Braden Pierce is coming out, throwing 84 miles an hour. His fastball has been to mid to upper 80s a lot in his last few outings.
He switched over and went out of a stretch. I think he's struggling with his fastball control. Maybe one of the coaches says, why don't you try to go out of your stretch? You threw better last inning with runners on.
Pay off to Cobb. Cobb smashes this into left field. This could be trouble. Going over there is Kobe Hudson and Troxel. Neither one of them can get there as the ball rolls to the wall. And Troxel fires it back into the relay man, Ambrin Wojtek. But nothing you can do about that if you're the two outfielders. That was a smoke shot by Taylor Cobb to get the first hit of the game for either team. By the way, for Braden Pierce, that's the 20th hit he's given up this season. He has a 3-2 record, a 1.77 ERA, and 31 and 2/3 innings pitched coming in. 28 walks, now 30 after he had those 2 walks in the first inning with 36 strikeouts. Zach Snow shows bunt. Pierce slips and gets off the mound. Picked up by Scrimmager. Throws to first. What a bullet by Mason Scrimmager to get Zach Snow, the pitcher, who was 1-for-4 with an RBI last night. But it is a sacrifice hit, which does the job and moves Taylor Cobb to third base with one away.
I tell you, Mason Scrimmager's arm's feeling just fine.
Yeah, it is.
He scooted that ball across because he had to get Snow out.
A 1-0 lead for the Enid Plainsmen. Bartlesville, though, has the tying run 90 feet away. And Braden Pierce lost that one down and away for ball one. So good eye. And this is a guy that you're facing in Grant Yardley, junior shortstop, who was amazing last night. 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored and a walk. He is now 4-for-4 in the series as he bounces that into right. C.J. Arndt picks the ball up, but double clutch is enough that gives Taylor Cobb enough time to come around and score. So it's an RBI single for Grant Yardley. He continues to have a magnificent series against the Enid Plainsmen, and now we're tied up at 1 run apiece. Grant Yardley, by the way, came in hitting .311. So he's not one of the highest hitters on the team in terms of average, but man, has he been good last night and now so far tonight with Brennan Longacre stepping up to the plate. 0-for-1 with 2 walks last night, a sacrifice bunt. And that pitch goes high and outside for ball one. So Pierce again falling behind in counts early on. Longacre's hitting .333 on the season. 6 driven in. 7 runs scored. 6 walks. Against 3 strikeouts. He shows bunt here and pokes it off to the left foul. 1-1 the count with 1 out here in the top of the 2nd inning. Bartlesville has quickly come back to tie this game up at 1 run apiece after a leadoff double by Cobb, sacrifice bunt by Snow, and then an RBI single by Grant Yardley.
Yardley was bunting for a hit then. He was doing that little drag bunt stance.
1-1 offering, fastball, outside corner strike from Braden Pierce. 1-2. 86 miles an hour. Braden's been putting a charge into these last few pitches he's thrown. Here on senior night at David Allen Ballpark. 1-2 pitch upstairs and high for ball two.
I think Braden sometimes, he's noticed he's throwing the ball so much harder than he used to. And sometimes that just figuring out how to control that is a struggle.
2-2, got him to chase that one and miss. That's the first strikeout of the evening for Braden Pierce.
And that was just another high fastball. He got it up in the zone. That's where that strikeout area is located if you're a hard thrower, is up and in or up and middle. And that's right where he threw the ball, right past Yardley.
Puts 2 outs on the board here in the top of the 2nd inning. And that brings us to the 9-spot hitter in Bartlesville, Lucas Reapfer's junior catcher. He was 1-for-4 last night with a run batted in, averaging .250 on the season, 7-of-28. Strike from Braden Pierce that time, 88 miles an hour. A 1-1 tie between Enid and Bartlesville. This is a district game, but Bartlesville really needs to have this one, and then they're going to need to get some help from Muskogee, who plays Bigsby tonight. I got news for you. That ain't going to happen. No. That one's fouled out onto the street 0-2. They're not getting any help from Muskogee. I've seen Muskogee play. They're not getting any help from them. Muskogee 4-22 on the season, 0-12, and they're playing a Bigsby team tonight, which is 15-17. Bigsby beat them 8-0 last night. 0-2 offering, and that one is disappointing because Pierce plunks Lucas Reapers. Puts runners on first and second with 2 outs, and Pierce just kind of gave a really exacerbated head nod, like, what did I just do? And the hard part about that is he did that on an 0-2 count. We're going to have a runner come on at first base for the Bartlesville Bruins. That's Hunter Stoops. So Stoops is going to come on in courtesy run for Lucas Reapers. And we're back to the top of the Bartlesville order with John Cone. The men will see in the bottom of the 2nd for Enid. Braden Pierce, C.J. Arndt, and Kobe Hudson, batters 5, 6, and 7 in the Plainsman order. Umpire making the change in his card, making sure he knows that Hunter Stoops is now running at first base. Pierce sets, kicks and fires. One hopper to home plate, ball one.
Braden's fighting it just a little bit. He's got two outs, so he's just one pitch away. And certainly he's throwing the ball well enough to get this out. But he's falling behind counts, and that's giving him the Bartlesville Indians a little bit of an advantage.
He throws to first base, and I tell you what, Jarnigan was playing off the bag and to the left of it, and he barely got there in time. If he doesn't get there, that is a dangerous play because that could have been an error that advanced the runners. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball strike. That was beautiful, 1-1. Now Pierce has the only pickoff on the season for the Enid pitching staff. So maybe that makes him feel more confident that he might be able to get one of these guys on the base paths on first and second with two outs for Bartlesville. Top of two, it's a 1-1 tie. That one smacked over to Wojtek, who grabs it and flips to second to get the force and end the threat in the top of the second inning. But Bartlesville does some damage. They get a run on two hits with no errors. They do leave two men on base, and it is 1-1 Bartlesville. And Enid tied up with the bottom of the second coming after these messages. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads, great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center. Or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
Folds of Honor is on a mission to empower military families by providing educational scholarships to the children and spouses of military servicemen and women killed or disabled while serving our great nation. That's why Security National Bank of Enid is offering the SMB Folds of Honor Visa debit card. It can be used for all your normal purchases and doesn't cost you anything extra. A portion of each purchase will go to make a lasting impact for military families. Request your Security National Bank Folds of Honor Visa debit card today. Strong, safe, secure. That's Security National Bank of Enid. Member FDIC.
KCRC.
It's Enid 1, Bartlesville 1. Enid got on the board first in the bottom of the first, but then Bartlesville struck back quickly thanks to an RBI from Connor Gore for Enid. He's the one that got the first run through. And for Bartlesville, the RBI belongs to Grant Yardley, who is now a perfect 4-for-4 against the Enid Plainsmen. Braden Pierce is batting fifth in the order, and he will be due up first as the Enid pitcher. Standing in from the right side, facing the left-handed throwing, Zach Snow. It's Pierce, C.J. Arndt, and Kobe Hudson due up in this frame. Kick in the fire from Snow. Pierce goes after it quickly, but sends it right to the second baseman, Easton Hammonds, who has an easy play at first. One away with C.J. Arndt coming up, 0-for-1 last night, but he had three walks, and he scored a run. C.J.'s patience has been very impressive. 17 walks for him on the year. Second on the team in that category behind Wojtek, who has 19, and Arndt's hitting 304 with a 433 on-base percentage and a strike called. Pierce, by the way, a 277 hitter. First pitch to CJ was a strike. The next pitch on its way, also a strike. On the first one, CJ looked like he was going to show bunt and go after it, but the second pitch he was taking, and it didn't look like he agreed with the call, but it's 0-2 anyway. That pitch was nowhere near the strike zone. It was low and in between the legs of the catcher, Lucas Rietvers. One ball, two strikes. Enid 1, Bartlesville 1. Bottom of the second inning, one out, bases empty for the Plainsmen. That ball hits the turf way out in front of the plate. Of course, there's the brown area on the green turf infield. In front of the plate, that ball was so far out in front and hit the brown area before it even got to the plate.
And bounced off Reifert's mask. That didn't feel good.
2-2. Then he goes high and away. So with these last few pitches, Zach Snow's been all over the place after getting ahead in the count 0-2. He's bounced a couple in there. And now came high and away on that one. The 3-2. Arndt makes contact right to the third baseman, Cobb, who beats the speeding Arndt to first with a throw. Two outs. Kobe Hudson is next. He was 1-for-3 with two runs scored and an RBI last night. And Kobe's been playing very well in his sophomore season. His average is .299. 13 runs batted in, .413 on base percentage. And Hudson swings and powers this one into right, and it goes over the head of John Cone. Good contact by Kobe. He rounds second, and he's in trouble. He's got to get back to second base. He does. The relay man, Easton Hammonds, caught the ball on the throw from Cone, threw it to second base, and Hudson ran around second, thought about going to third, and it's a good thing he stopped in time to slide back before he was tagged out for a double. And that's actually the first hit of the game for the Plainsmen.
Cone was fooled a little bit. The wind is blowing out toward right field, which doesn't happen very often. And he started to his right, just took a couple of steps, and then he couldn't retreat.
Colby Jarnigan steps up, the left-handed first baseman. So another lefty-lefty battle on our hands here between Jarnigan and Snow. First pitch, missing outside, one ball, no strike. Snow more of an off-speed kind of pitcher. Braden Pierce more of the hard-throwing fastball type. 1-0 pitch to Colby, and he powers that one into the gap in right center. That's going to get down and score Hudson. And then the center fielder, Garrett Meidel, can't handle the ball, and that will allow Jarnigan to go to second base. So an RBI single for Jarnigan that scores Kobe Hudson, gives Enid the lead again at 2-1, but then an error on the center fielder, Garrett Meidel, allows Jarnigan to go to second base. And it's 2-1, Plainsmen.
All this with two out, nobody on. Good swing of the bats a couple of times.
And Colton Troxell, the first pitch to him, he fouls off 0-1. Troxell, his average is 2.14. He struggled last night. He went 1-for-4 with a run scored. By the way, the batting average for Jarnigan, which is sure to go up after that, 2.84. Strike that time to Troxell. He didn't think so. Bucket might have been a little bit low because Coach Brad Gore over at third base saying, it's okay, Colton, come on. Claps his hands, gives him some encouragement. 2-1 lead for the Enid Plainsmen, but there's two out in the bottom of two. 0-2 offering on its way from Snow. A check swing by Troxell. Did he go around? They're going to say he did. Or are they going to say no? They have to check here. What's going on? Everybody's about to head back to the dugout. I haven't seen a call from the umpire. And now, after all of this, going to third base is Jarnigan, and he gets tagged out. I have no idea what that was about. Yeah, these two umpires need to get together and talk about that. That was nuts. Whatever it is, the inning's over, and it's 2-1 Plainsmen going into the third. This is Plainsmen Baseball from CTV Sports.
It's not just doing bad things, it's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
1390 KCRC.
Well, what we think just happened is that Troxell thought he was going to be called for strike three. They asked for an appeal to the infield umpire, and they didn't get it. So they were going to just let play continue, and I think the home plate umpire called a ball, and Jarnigan tried to take advantage of all the Bartlesville players going back to the dugout as that one is fouled off over towards the light pole, 0-1 by the man in the batting order for Bartlesville, batting second, Easton Hammonds. He's now 0-1 in the count. And I guess Jarnigan thought, well, I'll take advantage of the defense napping, and he got thrown out at third. 0-1 pitch breaks low and inside from Pierce, evening up the count at a ball and a strike. At least Enid came away with two runs so far in the first two innings and got a run in that second inning to take the lead back. And they lead it 2-1. That one got away from Cross Bay, and it's ball two.
I think that's exactly what happened. Is home plate umpire didn't really, because the umpire was on the shortstop side, of the pitcher.
That one check swing and a foul off, and Easton Hammond's upset with himself that he even went after it because he knew he shouldn't have. 2-2 the count. The ball was so high and outside. And he was 1-for-4 last night, grounded into a double play earlier in the inning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, and then everyone kind of froze, and that's a call. Strike three on a boring fastball of Braden Pierce.
Yep, and that's his second one of the night. Garrett Meidel, 2-for-4 with a sacrifice bunt. He walked back in the first inning but was left on first base. Left-handed Meidel facing the right-handed Pierce. Pierce winds, delivers, and Meidel with a smash to right, but there is C.J. Arndt waiting on it for out number two. Enid Plainsman fans in attendance love every minute of that. Of course, C.J. enjoying playing his last home game here at David Allen Ballpark. That's got to feel very surreal for all these guys.
It is, because all of these guys started as freshmen here. This has been their home for several years.
And not to mention, they played, some of them played through T-ball up through middle school ball here.
That's right.
It's just got to feel weird that this is your absolute last one. And A.J. Archambault settling in and taking a strike from Braden Pierce, 0-1. Archambault, 2-for-3 on the evening last night with a walk. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out here to short tonight. Pierce winds and throws that one way outside of bay. He couldn't even glove that. Tried as best he could to get his hand on it. Archambault hitting .395, leading the team in batting average. And some folks might say, well, how... He's going to Oral Roberts University next year, and he struggled pitching, so people might want to criticize him for that from last night, but here's the deal. He's the leading batter on the team as well. He's done it all for Bartlesville. Great arm and a great bat, and he, with a good shot into right again, but it's right to C.J. Arndt. He made good contact with it, but it's a 1-2-3 inning for Bartlesville in the top of the third. They go down in order. Enid 2, Bartlesville 1, with the bottom of the third coming up after this. It is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
The Bank of Kremlin offers the best of both worlds, high-tech convenience and friendly first-name service. Their online services are very convenient. If you have an internet connection, you can do a lot of your banking from the comfort of your own home at bankofkremlin.com. Internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements all now available free, or come in and sit across the desk from someone you know. That's community banking in the 21st century. The Bank of Kremlin, with 5 area locations, member FDIC.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-A, and oh, this farm he did insure with E-I-E-I-A. With a tractor here, a combine there, his pigs and his horse and his farmhouse, of course, call Enid Insurance today.
For the past 20 years, Enid Insurance has been insuring farms in all of Northwest Oklahoma. With dozens of companies, we cultivate the best yield for your insurance dollar. So do like Old MacDonald and call to cover your farm with Enid Insurance today.
Call 234-9548 or come by 2429 North Van Buren, the building with its own billboard.
KCRC.
Enid will send up batters 9, 1, and 2 in the portion of their order with the bottom of the third coming up. Enid 2, Bartlesville 1. Here through 2.5, I'm John Herrick. Butch Lingenfeld to my left. Louis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. We know that Enid is scheduled to have a final game of the season at UConn on Saturday, April 29th, 1 o'clock. The game will be right here on 1390 KCRC, weather permitting, because I think starting Friday we're supposed to see severe weather all over the state. We'll see if that game even happens. So Colton Troxel showing bunt. The ball is thrown and nicely done by the third baseman, Taylor Cobb, as they call him out.
Wow.
I got to be honest, Butch, I thought he was safe.
I did too. And Brian does too. I thought he beat that.
Yeah, that's what assistant coach Denham Sullivan is telling that umpire right now, that he missed that one. And I think he did. Coach Brad Gore on third base barking across the way as Ambrin Wojtek settles in and takes a strike. Wojtek walked and came around to score the first run of the game for Enid back in the first. Goes after this pitch and drives it down into the corner, but foul, 0-2.
And that leadoff at bat was really good. I think that set the stage for that inning, even though we scored without a hit.
And that one hops its way to home plate. Reefers keeps it in front of him, but it still rolls out of the batter's box, 1-2. Enid 2, Bartlesville 1, trying to tack on to the lead here in the bottom of 3 and complete the season sweep of Bartlesville. But a called strike 3. That's not something that happens to Ambrin Wojtek very often, but he goes down looking. So for Ambrin Wojtek, that is just the third time all season that he has struck out looking, but that means you got to give a lot of credit to the Bartlesville pitcher, the lefty Zach Snow. Mason Scrimmager, who bunted and was thrown out at first base. Ball one. So he got credit with a sacrifice that moved Wojtek from first to second. 1-0 pitch. And that one floated out of play by Mason. 1-1 the count. Each team has two hits. Ironically enough, both Bartlesville and Enid had a run on two hits in the second inning. And Scrimmager hits this one hard, back up the middle, it'll get through. Both Grant Yardley, the shortstop, and Easton Hammonds, the second baseman, charging hard after it, but couldn't get there. So for Mason Scrimmager, he's obtained his 27th hit of the season. That's also his 20th single. Now, he leads the team in triples with three of them, by the way. And Connor Gore steps up. He's one for his last five, but he does have an RBI in this game already. It was an RBI ground out back in the first. Snow checks Scrimmager at first and delivers the pitch upstairs for ball number one. Two outs, bottom of three, Enid 2, Bartlesville 1. The final home game of the season for the Enid Plainsmen on senior night, and it's a very good crowd on hand here. 1-0 pitch, Connor tops it. I mean, just barely got enough of it to foul it off. Cross Bay is in the on-deck circle, but he's got his catcher's gear on, most of it, in case Connor happens to go down.
Really look for Mason, try to get a pitch. He can steal second on here with two out.
1-1 pitch, and there is a swing and a foul off by Connor. He made good contact on it, but it's going to roll down towards the Enid locker room.
Mason was on the move that time. Now you can almost plan on Snow pitching over to first base instead of home. Try to keep him from moving.
Scrimmager doesn't have a huge lead at first. 1-2 to Connor. He puts it in play. And it gets past the third baseman, Taylor Cobb, and rolls down into the wall. Here comes the speeding Scrimmager flying around third base, and he scores. An RBI double for Connor Gore. And he gives his patented hand clap as soon as he motors into second base.
A perfect time. Mason Scrimmager was on the move, and Gore put a one-hopper right between third baseman and Taylor Cobb and the line, and it rolled right on down in the corner where Scrimmager could score easily.
What an odd bounce that ball took, too. And again, it's not where the ball lands, it's where it goes over the base. And you can just tell it went over the base fair, and Taylor Cobb almost caught it, but not quite. Now Cross Bay swings and dribbles it right to Grant Yardley and is thrown out quickly. So that takes care of the inning, but another key RBI for Connor Gore. He already has two of them in the game. A run on two hits with no errors. Enid leaves a man aboard, but they extend their lead on Bartlesville to 3-1 with the fourth inning coming up next. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
We at Stewart, Fort Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
1390 KCRC.
It is Enid 3, Bartlesville 1. John Herrick and Butch Lingenfelter with you from high atop David Allen Ballpark. The fourth inning about to start. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. This is just the 11th home game of the year for Enid in their 32nd contest. Coming in 21-10, Bartlesville 10-12 on the year. So one thing that stands out to you right away, Enid's played 31 games and Bartlesville just 22. So you kind of wonder, boy, Enid having more games. Now, some of that is probably been inflated because they moved. They did a really good job in that Lancer Valley Classic. And it also helps to get teams that want to play here at David Allen Ballpark, like the Gladys Winners Tournament. But I think it just goes to show you, Butch, the more games you play, the better you can get. We've seen that out of this Plainsman team this year.
And Bartlesville has, I think, maybe three, maybe four games yet to play.
Yeah, they're going to have to make some up. We'll get to that in a second as Taylor Cobb comes to bat. Rifles that ball off the bat to Scrimmager. Scrimmager's throw is low, and it's not going to get Cobb in time. So that'll have to be an E5 on Mason. Jarnigan did the best he could, but the throw was just too low off the bounce. So Mason Scrimmager with his second night in a row where he has committed an error. He had one last night as well.
At that time, that ball was rolling to his left. He had to retreat a little bit. And then sometimes it's hard to turn your body back toward the third baseline and get your feet settled. I think that's what got Mason in trouble on that throw.
Yeah, Zach Snow will come up to the bat, to come up to bat here. And he sacrificed bunted in his last appearance. That pitch will fly outside for ball one. Now, Bartlesville, because they had some games rained out with Bigsby and one with Moore earlier this year, they're supposed to play Bigsby and Moore in a doubleheader on April 28th, this Friday. Bigsby at 5 and then Moore at 7:30. But the way the weather's looking, that may not happen. So who knows what they're going to try to do everything they can to get it in.
And those are district games.
You have to play them, yeah.
So they'll have to play them sometime. You just don't know when.
And I don't think they would let them play it on Sunday, would they? They'd probably have to make them play Saturday.
They would.
Would they?
Yes.
In a 2-1 count.
In a district game or a playoff game, you can request permission from the OSSAA, and they sometimes will grant you permission to play on Sunday to get those games in.
I think that would be an extenuating circumstance if that happens. And Bartlesville needs every one of it. That especially, that game against Bigsby now, has huge meaning for Bartlesville because that would give them a chance to get back ahead of Bigsby in the standings if they win that game. So, and especially Moore. Moore's another team that's got a chance to move up as well. Snow fans that pitch, and it's strike two. But because the pitch was low and bounced off the pad of Cross Bay's leg, it rolled out in front of him, and Cobb steals second base. So Bartlesville, just like that, a runner in scoring position. Top of the fourth inning, nobody out. Runner on second. 3-1, the Enid Plainsmen lead it. 2-2 to Snow. And Snow takes that blooping curveball into left, charging after it. It's Hudson. He catches it, throws to second, and almost does it. Yes, he does double off the runner. What a play by Kobe Hudson. I'll tell you what, I thought Cobb might have slid back there in time, and that's exactly what assistant coach Zach Michael is saying. And I think he might be right here. And he asked the home plate umpire, hey, wait a second. Can I go talk to the infield umpire? Now he's doing that. I got to tell you, I think Zach Michael might be right on that.
Yeah, I can't have to argue with that. I agree with you. I actually think the first base umpire has missed a couple. First of all, that bunt by Troxel. Now then, yeah, he's going to be out. He stood at second base, did Taylor Cobb, thinking he thought he was safe, but he's now out.
So it's a 7-4 double play that retires Cobb and puts two outs. And Michael, you know, has to go back and coach over at third base. And as soon as Cobb came out, he took his helmet off and he almost threw it in the dugout. He's not happy. I don't blame him.
Now, let's don't take anything away. That was a great throw by Kobe.
No, it definitely was. And it was a smart play as well.
You saw he was a little ways off, and what you got to lose because he was not tagging. So you're not throwing behind him.
Yardley puts this one in play. And for the first time in the series against Enid, he is retired as he is thrown out by Mason Scrimmager, putting him at 1-for-2 on the evening. No runs in this inning, no hits either, an error with nobody left on base. Enid's lead over Bartlesville is 3-1 through 3.5. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483. Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today, 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
KCRC.
Enid 3, Bartlesville 1 here on senior night for the Enid Plainsman baseball team. They're 21-10 on the season, riding a six-game winning streak and playing awfully well right now. They lead Bartlesville 3-1, even though they got a break there in that top of the fourth inning. Taylor Cobb, the leadoff man, got on by way of an error, stole second. But Zach Snow flew out to left, and Kobe Hudson threw back to second base and was able to double off Cobb. And, of course, that play was protested by the coach for Bartlesville in this game, Zach Michael. He didn't win the argument, and on the very next at-bat, Grant Yardley grounded out to third to end the inning, and here we are in the fourth with Braden Pierce, C.J. Arndt, and Kobe Hudson coming up. Batters 5, 6, and 7 for the Enid Plainsmen. First pitch to Braden Pierce. He drives it up in the air, and it will sail out of play. Nothing and one. A cloudy night, but a beautiful night here at David Allen Ballpark. Temperature 73 degrees. There is a chance we might see some bad weather at some point later on in the evening, but I don't think it'll be until late evening. 0-1 pitch to Braden. Chased it and missed. 0-2.
Yeah, we're looking down to the southeast, is looking right over home plate. There's some monster thunderheads probably over around the Stillwater area.
0-2 pitch. That one bounces high behind home plate. Okay, Butch, I didn't want to go this direction, but I'm going to have to because the old assistant coach for Enid, Robbie Birch, a couple years ago would give you so much grief about, could you really tell where those thunderheads and those clouds are, what town they're in?
I told Robbie that I took geometry and I can figure the angle at the height of the clouds versus the angle 90 degrees down. And he made, of course, Robbie's smarter than I am, so he didn't buy that.
Pierce hits this one into right, but near the warning track, John Cohn makes the catch. But that.
And by the way, I was pretty darn close. I said, I think around at McAllister, and we were, I believe, coming back from Baltimore.
Yeah, we would. I mean, there were so many times we'd be coming back from road trips, and you'd go, man, that lightning, I bet that's down by Clinton. And he'd get mad at you. He'd turn around and go, there's no way, Butch. There's no way you can see that that's from Clinton.
Sometimes bologna is better than good ham.
I'll have to save that and use that sometime. C.J. Arndt steps in and takes a strike. He is 0-1 tonight. 0-1 last night, but he has three walks against Bartlesville. And right now, Snow, he's been uneven a little bit. He'll have one pitch where he just puts right on the money, and then the next pitch will be one that bounces over the catcher's head. That's kind of how it's gone for Zach.
He has been wild. Yep.
And that one again, same thing. That one got through the legs of the catcher, Lucas Reed, first to the wall. And Snow is a senior.
Doesn't have but one walk, but well, he's thrown some pitches way wide or low.
2-1 offering to CJ, and CJ bounces this into left, and he will have a one-out single. Fifth hit of the game for the Enid Plainsmen. They've out-hit the Bartlesville Bruins 5-2. They lead 3-1 with Kobe Hudson coming up. Hudson 1-for-1 tonight with a run scored. He also has that one big defensive play that we just saw happen in the fourth. The other RBI is to Colby Jarnigan. The two before that from Connor Gore. And throw back to first base. Arndt's going to head to second and get tagged out. And that is not something that Coach Brad Gore wanted him to do. You can tell Gore's got his head hanging low and he's clapping towards CJ, going, CJ, you didn't need to do that. But CJ got thrown out. Close to beating the throw. It was thrown from Snow to the first baseman, Derek Hill, and then Hill got it to the shortstop, Grant Yardley, for the tag. Hudson fouls the first pitch off, and he's behind 0-1.
He was going on the left-hander's looking right at him. Sometimes you just take a chance and go on first movement and hope that movement toward home, but at the time, Snow made a good move to first.
0-1 pitch just off the corner, 1-1. Kobe hitting .299 on the season, 14 walks. He has also leads the team in strikeout swinging with 11, but he hasn't done a whole lot of that as of late. His pitch selection when he's gone after balls have been awfully impressive, and he got his 24th hit of the year with that one he had in the second. Ball 3 to him now, and that with that double he got in the second, it was his sixth double of the 2017 baseball season. Enid 3, Bartlesville 1. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Base is clear with two down. And Kobe checks the umpire's judgment, makes sure it is ball 4, and it is. I was pretty sure it was too, but you never want to act like you're going to go down to first base when the umpire says no, it's ball, it's not a ball, it's a strike. And for Kobe, he just has been walked for the 15th time on the season.
Now then.
Zach Michael's not happy about something.
There's something, the home plate umpire, and the umpire ripped his mask off and went halfway to the dugout where Coach Michael met him. I guess they got squared away. That pitch wasn't close. I thought it was clearly a ball. I don't think that was maybe the issue.
Did he might have thought that Hudson swung or got his bat around a little too much? I don't know, but lefty-lefty battle now between Snow and Colby Jarnigan. Jarnigan with a good eye on the first pitch as it sails down and away for ball one. Jarnigan with a single in this game, advanced to second on an error from the center fielder, Garrett Meidel. 1-0 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Snow's fastball, not exactly fast-moving, as fast-moving as Braden Pierce's, his counterpart tonight. 75 miles an hour. It's got to feel good for Braden Pierce now to have some run support. Line drive shot by Jarnigan right to the second baseman, Easton Hammonds, who makes a nice defensive play and takes care of the fourth inning. But for Enid in that inning, no runs, a hit with no errors. They leave a man on, and through four, it's Enid 3, Bartlesville 1. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Your local tractor experts at P&K know what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor, and right now the all-new 3025E Compact Utility Tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor. Own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/17. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
1390 KCRC.
It is Enid 3, Bartlesville 1. Enid trying to get two straight wins over the Bartlesville Bruins, something they were unable to do last year and the year before. Last year they won here 2-1, lost 11-1 at Bartlesville. Last night they got off to a raucous start, down 4-0, came back to win 8-6. Pitch outside from Braden Pierce to Brennan Longacre. For Bartlesville, batters 8-9-1 of their order coming up here. Longacre now ahead in the count, 2-0. He was 0-1 last night, he's 0-1 tonight. He gave Pierce his first strikeout and he went down swinging. Now Pierce brings that one in for a strike, 2-1, 82 miles an hour with that fastball. Waiting in the on-deck circle is Lucas Rietvers. Then we go back to the top of the order with John Cone. And Pierce off the mark on that one, 3-1. Now he does have two walks, But those both came back in the first inning. Could he have walk number three? Yes. Well, you heard Coach Gore talk about it in the pregame interview. Braden Pierce struggled in that last outing against Muskogee, and he even said part of the problem was he had some college scouts looking at him. And I think that might have bothered him a little bit. And I think Gore said, I like what Gore said to him to reassure him. He said, look, Braden, you're going to have a lot of college scouts look at you because you're too good of a pitcher for them not to draw interest. You just can't worry about that. And he continues to have command issues, though, here in this inning as he just bolts Lucas Rietvers in the back. And that's the second time that he's hit him. So Rietvers has been hit by a pitch twice from Braden Pierce, and this might be all she wrote for Braden. Saw some activity get up in the bullpen.
Yeah, Dakota Cronster's been out there, but he's now having a Coach Gore's having a guy run out there. Probably tell him to hurry and get ready, or how quick can you be ready? I guess it's probably just a conversation to get Dakota Cronster a couple more pitches out there in case Pierce struggles to get out of this inning. We have a 3-1 lead. Still a few strikes.
But he just put runners on first and second with nobody out. It is a 3-1 advantage for the Enid Plainsmen. They have 3 runs on 5 hits with a run on 2 hits for Bartlesville. But here's the thing. Bartlesville's 2 hits came back in the second. John Cohn up to bat. Now, John's 1-for-4 with a walk last night. He's 0-for-1 with a walk in this game. He's got his bat out showing bunt, and he gets the bunt down but foul. Looked like it might stay fair, but then it just took a few hops to the right of that white line.
You imagine that Bartlesville, we don't know their times, but it's a leadoff guy, so you're using your 9-hole and your leadoff guys, one of your speedier guys. That's a problem.
Cone again showing bunt, 0-1. And this time he gets it in fair territory. Pierce picks it up and throws to first, just makes the safe play. It is a sacrifice bunt, though, for John Cohn. Now, Bartlesville has runners on second and third with an out. As Longacre goes to third and Rietvers to second. Enid 3, Bartlesville 1, but Bartlesville has the tying run on second. And they've got the go-ahead run at home plate now with Easton Hammonds, who is 0-for-2. Grounding into a double play and striking out, and Pierce goes back to his curveball, 70 miles an hour. Pitch we haven't seen in a while, 0-1. We're in the top of the fifth. Enid holding on to a 2-run lead over Bartlesville, but just one out. With runners on second and third, and that one skips to home plate. Cross, though, blocks it well. The catcher keeps it in front of him, 1-1.
Trying to go to a strikeout here if you can, so your pattern changes instead of one maybe to your fastball so much where you've got some ground balls, but try to get a curveball on the swing and miss.
Well, he goes back to the same pitch and does the same thing, 2-1.
That said, you've got 3-4 holes coming up, Meidel and Archambault. Those two good hitters going to be struggling to get through if you don't get Hammonds.
2-1 pitch, and that one gets behind the wall. Bay picks up the ball, throws home, but not before the runner scores. Wild pitch from Braden Pierce. Makes it 2 runs for Bartlesville now. Enid 3, Bartlesville 2. Rietvers goes to third base. And the count is 3-1 to Easton Hammonds. Connor Gore comes in from shortstop, has a quick word with Braden Pierce, says, hey, let's go. Don't worry about this. We got it. 3-1, the count to Easton Hammonds. Kick in the fire. Hammonds makes contact, but it's popped up and shallow. Now it's going deeper and deeper in center. Troxel makes the catch, but he's not going to be able to get that ball all the way to home plate. So, 2 outs. Yet a runner scores on a sack fly for Easton Hammonds. As Lucas Rietvers comes home and ties this game up at 3. And now Brad Gore is coming out to have a word with the home plate umpire about something quickly, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm not
it's a
sure
quick
what.
Conversation, and it ends quickly there. Garrett Meidel, 0-for-1 in this game, but he does have a walk, and the bases are empty. Ball one. Bartlesville's done this on two hits tonight. They've benefited from one Enid error. Last night, both teams had two errors. 1-0 pitch, down and away for ball two. Bartlesville's been dealing without the presence of their head coach, Spence Rigdon, who has been battling cancer. He was diagnosed last year. He doesn't make the road trips with the team, but he coaches from the press box up high when he's at home. He was there last night, sitting right next to me, ball three. And again, Braden Pierce's command just continues to flutter, having good moments followed by wild moments, and that's a four-pitch walk to Garrett Meidel. A.J. Archambault is now up. So now you've got probably the best hitter in the Bartlesville order coming up. And you're going to have, if you send out Dakota Cronister now, you're going to have him go up against a batter that is one of the best in the state. And that's precisely what Coach Brad Gore opts to do as he takes the ball away from Braden Pierce. Pierce gets a nice ovation from the crowd, and we will have a new Enid pitcher when we come back in just a moment. Bartlesville 3, Enid 3 with two outs in the top of the fifth. It's Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Executive Professor at the Bush School of Government and Public Service will be the keynote speaker at the 2017 Renfro Lectureship at Northern Oklahoma College on Thursday, April 27th. The dinner and lectureship, titled "Is Putin's Russia a Threat to the United States?" begins at 6:30 p.m. in the Renfro Center on the NOC Tonkawa campus. Tickets go on sale April 4th for $20. You can purchase your ticket in the development office or call 580-628-6292. Reserve table seating 8 or $300. Dress attire is business casual. The program is sponsored by the Carl and Carolyn Renfro Endowed Lectureship in Northern Oklahoma College.
Where's the beef? Right here in this area. Our local livestock producers raise some of the finest beef in the world. Where's the beef? You'll find it at a local backyard family barbecue. You'll find it at a faraway fancy four-star restaurant. Hats off to our local livestock producers. We appreciate their continued business. Farm Credit of Enid.
This is Greg Giannotti from Gio and Jones. Join John Herrick on Enid Sports Talk live from Wings to Go Wednesday evenings at 6 on CTV Sports Radio 1390 KCRC Enid.
KCRC.
Well, Dakota Cronister will come on and be the new relief pitcher for the Enid Plainsmen, with Enid and Bartlesville tied up at 3. We came into this top of the fifth inning with the game in favor of the Plainsmen. They were ahead by 2 runs, but a walk to Braden Pierce to Brennan Longacre. Then he hit Lucas Reapers, putting 2 on and nobody out. Sacrifice bunt by John Cone, and then a sacrifice fly from Easton Hammonds scored Lucas Reapers, and prior to that, a wild pitch from Braden Pierce was able to score Brennan Longacre before that. So Longacre scores on the wild pitch from third. Reapers moves up to third on that wild pitch and gets sacrificed home on a fly to center field. So Dakota Cronister will now face the best hitter in the Bartlesville order, and A.J. Archambault, hitting .395, but he's 0-for-2 tonight. And Cronister sidearms the first one out for ball one. Throw from Cross Bay down to second, and he gets him. He throws a bullet and gets Garrett Meidel trying to steal. And like that, the Plainsmen get out of the jam, while Dakota Cronister only has to throw one pitch. Through 4.5 innings of play, Enid 3, Bartlesville 3. It's Plainsmen Baseball on KCRC.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game, and we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Bartlesville's come back to tie the game for the second time. Enid led first 1-0, then Bartlesville tied it at 1. Then Enid extended the lead to 3-1. Bartlesville comes back to tie it up at 3. That's where we are right now, bottom of 5. David Allen Ballpark is where we are on a beautiful night for baseball, 68 degrees. Do have a partly cloudy sky, otherwise a wind blowing out to right field. And Colton Troxell will start off the inning for the Enid Plainsmen. Troxell 0 for 1 in the game, but he probably should have been called safe on that bunt try that he had. He had a bunt single in last night's game. First pitch to him, inside and low for ball 1.
Might explain real quickly. The ball, they last out of the last inning, Cross Bay had to backhand the ball as Troxell takes a strike, but backhand the ball way out of the zone, and I don't think Meidel didn't even slide.
He
went
not.
In standing up. I don't think he thought that Cross was even going to throw it, and he threw a bullet down there and sure enough tagged him as he was standing up.
Troxell swings and misses everything there as the ball got through the catcher's legs into the wall. 1-2. Yeah, the other thing about that, Archambault was looking forward to facing Croster.
Yes.
And he was so mad that that happened, he came over to the dugout and threw his bat down in anger. 1-2 pitch to Troxell. Stays away from it. 2-2. Troxell's, you know, you got to have him in there defensively, and he's such a good pitcher for Enid, who now has 8 saves on the year. But the downside is his batting average has been in the low 200s all season. It's 214 right now. 2-2 pitch. And that's not going to help it as he strikes out swinging. So Colton Troxell strikes out swinging for the 10th time this year. Tied for second most on the team with C.J. Arn in that category. We go back to the top of the order with Ambrin Wojtek, who is 0 for 1 in this game with a strikeout looking and a walk and a run scored. Bottom of 5, we're tied at 3. Lefty-lefty battle between Wojtek and Zach Snow, who rifles in ball 1. It's interesting because you now know if you're Zach Snow, you're thinking, man, we were down 3-1. Now all of a sudden my team comes back and ties it. I feel a lot better about my chances. 1-0 pitch. Down and away, 2-0.
You almost see it reflected in how his pitching speed's picked up between pitches, I mean.
Yeah, it has. Wojtek drives it, but right to the center fielder, who catches it. Garrett Meidel has committed 1 error tonight, but he was perfectly in position that time for out number 2 in the bottom of 5. Mason Scrimmager is 1 for 1 tonight. A single, a run scored, and his first at bat was a sacrifice bunt. And for Mason, that was his second sacrifice bunt of the year. Strike to him from Snow. Yeah, Snow's confidence is soaring right now. Bartlesville really needs this game, and with Enid knowing that they can't get the 2 seed, they don't need to win this game, but they certainly don't want to lose it, especially leading 3-1 as Scrimmager fouls that one over towards the Bartlesville bullpen. And very quickly, he is behind 0-2. Now, Enid does have 5 hits, but those have all come in the last few innings. One hit in the fourth. I'll learn how to talk eventually. 2 in the third and 2 in the second. He tried to get him to chase one low and outside the zone. Scrimmager didn't take the bait. 1-2.
Mason went through a stretch after the fifth or sixth game, maybe into the 10 or 15 game, where he didn't really look all that good at the plate. Looked a little like he was out of sorts, but he has straightened that out. He looks much better.
1-2 pitch.
And that's an example. That pitch is just off the corner.
Not by much.
And he looked at it and started swinging. You're seeing a ball well. When you're not seeing a ball well, you'll swing at that pitch. He didn't.
It's 2-2 to Scrimmager. Ball 3.
Same thing.
Almost in the exact same spot. He got hit by a pitch last night. I was worried that ball would hit him right where in the area where he's been battling an injury, but he said no, it missed that spot. There he goes after it and hits a towering shot down the right field line, but it is foul. Ooh. It was hovering in the area where the yellow foul pole was, and you're going, oh, man, could be trouble.
With that wind blowing now more from left field toward right field, not as much straight out.
A 3-3 tie between Enid and Bartlesville. Scrimmager makes contact again, but fouls it off. First baseman Derek Hill chasing after it, realizing quickly he has no room. Bartlesville and Enid tied up at 3 runs apiece. We're in the bottom of the fifth, two outs, and the bases are empty. And we're going to see A.J. Archambault come up to bat for Bartlesville there in the sixth inning. It'll be batters 4, 5, and 6 for them for Archambault, Cobb, and Snow. And Scrimmager can't connect this time. He goes down swinging. Two strikeouts, two big ones in the inning there for Snow, giving him 4 for the game. And we head to sixth inning with the score tied up at 3 apiece. This is Plainsman Baseball on KCRC.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know.
What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
KCRC.
Enid and Bartlesville now tied at 3. It looked like Enid was moving on to possibly another win as they surge back ahead 3-1, but Bartlesville, ever resilient, taking advantage of some early mistakes by Braden Pierce. He, in that fifth inning, walked Brennan Longacre, then hit Lucas Reifers, and that's kind of what got that rally started for Bartlesville. Then he threw a wild pitch, which allowed Longacre to score. After that, a sacrifice fly by Easton Hammonds scored Lucas Reifers to put us at a tie game right now. And Dakota Cronister, your new pitcher for the Enid Plainsmen, as a strike is thrown to A.J. Archambault. Archambault doesn't believe it.
He tried
to duck away from it.
It was a slider. Remember, Dakota comes right from the side. He ducked and the ball went over the inside corner.
0-1 pitch. Stays away from Archambault that time. 1-1. Dakota, a record of 1-1 this season. 2.56 ERA. 9 runs allowed. 5 of them earned. 12 walks. 9 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch. Inside corner for a strike.
Same fighter. This time he didn't duck away, but he couldn't swing either. At first we hit it over the striking arc because he was bailing out of there thinking he was going to get hit.
See if Cronister goes back to that same pitch. He might, and he does, but he hits him. Good grief.
It's 3 hit batsmen tonight, along with a couple of walks.
Along with 4 walks from Pierce, and now 3 times that Enid has hit an opposing batter. Taylor Cobb, he is 1-for-2 with a run scored. So last night, Enid did not start the game well. Tonight, they have started well, but now they're not finishing. As the potential go-ahead run is on first for Bartlesville, a bunt laid down by Cobb. Cronister picks it up and scoops to first. He has really only one play, and it's there. But it does move Archambault to second base with one out. A 3-3 tie between Enid and Bartlesville. But Zach Snow is coming up now. He's 0-for-1 with a sacrifice bunt. You knew this game was going to be close because it seems like every game Bartlesville plays is close. When they've lost in their 12 losses this year, they are only losing by an average of 2 runs a game. Zach Snow coming up and taking a strike from Dakota, 0-1. So Braden Pierce is going to have to take the no decision tonight. And if Enid can take the lead back, Dakota Cronister will put himself in a position to possibly get his second win of the year. Throw to second base! Oh, very close to getting the tag down, but it was just a little slow.
It was good timing as Gore slipped behind Archambault and almost got him.
Right idea by Cronister, nearly had him. 0-1 pitch. Snow fanned it, 0-2.
That was that sinking fastball from that sidearm action. Sometimes you'll grip the ball just right and the ball will just drop, and I think that's what Zach Snow saw then.
Cronister's kind of developed into Brad Gore's main setup man out of the bullpen. Cronister will step off the rubber here. Be nice to see Chronister get a win tonight, especially with it being senior night. He is one of the five seniors. I'm sure that will mean a lot to him. It'll be a memory that he'll take with him. Runner goes, 0-2 pitch, ball one, throw down to third base, safe. Yep, because Archambault slid into third base and got his hand in there before the tag was applied by Scrimmager. That is a big base steal by AJ, because now the go-ahead run is 90 feet away. So a ground out could possibly give Bartlesville the lead here.
And the infield rushes in. We're playing all the way in to try to cut the runoff.
Snow doesn't go after this pitch, which is outside. Ball two. It's going to depend if Snow tries to get a bunt down here in this key situation in the top of the sixth with one out. It's going to depend on where the runner goes. And Snow chases it and misses. Strike three. Massive strikeout for Dakota Chronister, putting two outs on the board here in the top of the sixth.
That was that slider that went right down, and we call it a back foot slider, as you try to throw it on the inside corner and almost make it break to a left-hand hitter's back foot. And that's right where you'll get a swing and miss, perfectly thrown.
But now you've got to face Grant Yardley now with two outs, and he is 4-for-5 in the series against Enid. Chronister checks third base as he steps off and fakes the throw over there, but Archambault not having any of that. He'll get back in time. A 3-3 tie between Enid and Bartlesville, top of the sixth, and he just hit him. Well, put all these things down as things you can't do when the postseason starts next week if you're Enid. Walk people and hit batters, because they've done both of those things all too frequently tonight. Brennan Longacre will come up. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Now there's runners on the corners with two outs. The pitch to Longacre. Tops it high in the air. Grabbed by Chronister. Throws to first. Inning over. Enid is out of the jam. With no runs in that inning for Bartlesville. No hits either. No errors with two men left aboard. We are still deadlocked at three, heading into the bottom of the sixth. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today, or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
1390 KCRC.
A 3-3 tie between Enid and Bartlesville. Butch, would you like to call me a prophet?
Well,
in the commercial break, I said we might see Colton Troxell at some point, and right as I say that, Colton Troxell goes straight to the bullpen to take some warm-up pitches.
I mean, not 5 seconds from when you said it, and I won't call you a prophet, but I'll call you a pretty good predictor.
Well, I just had a feeling if Enid can somehow get at least a run across here in the bottom of the sixth and break this tie, they're going to go to their closer, Colton Troxell. He's got 8 saves on the season, and Brad told me something. The head coach for Enid, Brad Gore, told me this last time on the bus ride home, which seemed like 8 years. Bartlesville is so far away. And he said, you know, I haven't really had a pitcher come before this year, and all of my years coaching at Dover and Chickasha have more than 4 or 5 saves in a season, and Colton has 8.
I don't recall, in my career, I don't recall anyone in spring ball having that many.
Ball one thrown to Connor Gore here from Zach Snow, who is going to try to go. He's got his eye for Bartlesville on the complete game victory, as he's the starting pitcher. But Connor's 1-for-3 tonight. 1-for-2, rather, excuse me, against him with 2 runs batted in. Ball two to Connor.
Connor, find any way to get on, walk or get a hit will be just fine.
And he smashes it down the left field line. Looks like it might stay fair, and it is. He'll speed around first, Motor on into second. He's got a leadoff double. Connor Gore is feeling it. And I'm going to tell you right now, Connor has had some of the biggest plays of the season for Enid at the plate. How about that hit he had against Moore, which gave Enid the lead and broke a 2-2 tie? He might be the run that could score here and break this 3-3 tie.
He got a 2-0 fastball right inside, and he scorched it down in front of the Oakwood Christian Church sign, just to the right of the left field foul pole.
That was nice, but I was really hoping that ball might get out of here.
Yeah, it was hit hard enough, it just didn't have the right spin. You know, they talk about exit velocity and all of that. I saw a home run today that only had 91 mile an hour exit velocity, but it was spinning so hard it spun out.
Cross Bay is 0 for 2 tonight. He steps in and moves ahead in the count quickly, 1-0. He also, Connor hit that ball down the left field line where the wind is blowing in from left to right, so I think the wind helped keep it a little bit more shallow than it might have been. 1-0 pitch from Cross goes off the mask of the catcher, Lucas Rietvers. And just like that, with the wild pitch, on to third goes Connor Gore. So now Enid's got the potential go-ahead run 90 feet away.
Now then, the infield of Bartlesville will also be pulled all the way in to try to keep Connor Gore from scoring on a ground ball. And all Cross is thinking is 2-0. Get one you can drive. Get one, get up in the zone, push at the outfield.
He went after it and fouled it off, and 2-1. You know, we learned that earlier this year, didn't we, Butch? When Braden Pierce hit that game-winning double against Bigsby, he had a 2-0 fastball count, hit it down in the corner, and won the game. And that's what Bay thought he was going to get there. He got the fastball he wanted, but he was a tad behind it. 2-1 the count to Cross. This time more of an off-speed pitch, and Bay skies it into right. This might be a sac fly opportunity. Caught by John Cone, but Cone's throw, a little bit off to the right. And you wonder if Connor could have gone home there, but he stayed put.
Well,
it's one out.
That was not a very good throw.
It was not a good throw at all, really.
And I don't know if, you know, scouting guys seeing that maybe that right fielder's arm suspect might have taken a chance. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter, Hayden Priest.
So Hayden has done this a lot this year. He's pinch hit at times for Braden Pierce, and he will come on to pinch hit right now. Hayden did come up to bat last night and pinch hit once for Colby Jarnigan. Grounded into a fielder's choice, later scored a run. Takes a strike here, 0-1. Hayden's averaging .215 on the year, 12 runs driven in, 6 walks. He's been hit by a pitch one time, 5 stolen bases, and he rifles it to the net, 0-2. So he quickly falls behind here, but when Priest has made contact and hit the ball squarely, he has done a good job. But that's sometimes not been frequent enough for the young man, but we'll see what happens here. The 0-2, well, he makes another good square-up hit down the right field line, but it goes up into the seats, foul.
Snow's really got Hayden on the defense here. Some 2 borderline pitches, and Hayden's just, all he can, just put a bat on it and try to get another one.
Can Hayden Priest get Connor Gore home from third? High and inside, ball one. A 3-3 tie between Enid and Bartlesville. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, Connor Gore doubled and then advanced to third on a wild pitch. A fly out to right by Cross Bay puts one out up there. Strike 3 called on Hayden looking. I've got to be honest with you, that pitch looked awfully low to me.
Yeah, it was a breaking ball. He'd thrown him 4 straight fastballs. And that time he threw that overhand curveball, and Hayden just couldn't pull the trigger.
Fourth time of the season, Hayden Priest has struck out looking, and that brings up C.J. Arndt. Ball one to him. Now C.J. has a chance to be a hero with 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth with Enid and Bartlesville tied at 3. If he can get a base hit, Connor can score from third. C.J. tonight. 1-for-2. That pitch gets away from the catcher. Connor Gore slides home, and the Enid Plainsmen have the lead again, 4-3. And C.J. was telling Connor, come on home, and he did just that.
Sometimes when that ball slides to the right of the catcher, the runner at third can't really tell how far away it is, and that's why C.J.'s telling him, come on, come on, it's going to roll away, because Connor didn't break immediately. Good job by it. Sometimes hitters have to do other things besides hit.
You have to be aware by so much. Ball three. You got to be aware of the situation. And Zach Snow, he has thrown now in this ball game three wild pitches, and they've all come at critical times. None more critical than that one right there, and that's ball four to CJ. So CJ Arndt, who had three walks last night, gets his first one tonight. And Kobe Hudson coming up. Now Hudson hit that bullet double into left center back in the second, then came around to score. See what he can do this time with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. And Enid up on top again, 4-3 over the Bartlesville Bruins. Boy, these two teams, as a strike is thrown by Snow, it seems like all the time in spring ball and in summer baseball, rivalry is strong and the games are always high intensity.
These teams know each other very well. We've played Bartlesville for years.
0-1 pitch misses a tad outside for ball one. From Zach Snow, who angrily takes the ball back from his catcher, Lucas Rietvers.
Now he snapped his glove hand down. He's probably still upset about that wild pitch.
1-1 pitch outside for ball two. Now I would be anything but shocked if we don't see Colton Troxell coming on to try to save this game for Enid in the seventh.
Yeah, I think he's already made his way back to the bullpen.
Yeah, I think he's already zeroed in and locked in. 2-1 pitch, ball three. He's got winning the game on his mind right now and is at the forefront.
Maybe a he was probably told, we score, you're in.
3-1 pitch. High drive by Kobe Hudson, but I think it's going to be playable for John Conan Wright. Yep, it is. And I think we're going to see Colton Troxell now as the sixth inning is over. It is 4-3 Enid. They are three outs away from a potential victory over the Bartlesville Bruins going to the seventh inning. You're listening to Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
We at Stephen Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
KCRC.
Well, Colton Troxell trying to make a little bit of personal history for the Enid baseball coach, Brad Gore. Brad told me last night he's never had a pitcher on his teams over the years at Chickasha and Dover ever have more than five saves in a season. Well, Colton Troxell already has eight of them. A 2.77 ERA, a 1-1 record, 15 walks, 18 strikeouts, and 17 and two-thirds innings pitched this year. Enid 4, Bartlesville 3. So Zach Snow, unfortunately his control betrayed him a little bit there in that bottom of the sixth. He threw a wild pitch with Connor Gore on third, and that allowed Connor to come home and score and give Enid the lead. 4-3 Plainsman, top of the seventh inning, the last chance for Bartlesville. Batters 9-1-2 of Lucas Rietvers, John Cone, and Easton Hammonds. First pitch to Rietvers on his way, a one hopper, ball one. Now here's the thing, Bartlesville needs this game badly, and they need to win their last two district games later this week against Moore and Bigsby so they don't slip down to possibly sixth place. That one skied up out of play onto the street, 1-1. 84-mile-an-hour fastball from Colton Troxell, and that's been one of his most improved pitches. The ball hit the roof, and then it landed down in front of a couple of fans. Bullet dodge, literally. Then ball two thrown, 2-1.
Now, when you mentioned last night, Troxell hadn't thrown in a week, and I think a reliever, that makes him rusty. I hope that relief appearance last night will help him.
That one lined into right, and that'll get down in front of C.J. Arndt. He was playing back. He picks it up and fires it back in quickly, though. Now, that is just the third hit of the game for Bartlesville, and it's the first one since the second inning. Hunter Stoops is coming on to run once again for Reefers.
If he's hitting by Reefers, is he got a fastball up and away, and that's right where he hit it. Now we'll see if, well, sometimes on the road you have that theory we're not going to bump. We're going to go for the win here. See what Bartlesville Coach Michaels wants to do.
John Cohn is up. He is 0 for 1, a sacrifice bunt and a walk, and he goes after the first pitch and slices it out of play. Foul, 0-1. Onto the rooftop of the downtown kitchen store, I believe. 4-3, Enid leading Bartlesville. Nobody out, top of the seventh. Bartlesville with a leadoff single from Lucas Reefers. His courtesy runner, Hunter Stoops, running for him at first. That pitch comes high from Troxell, 1-1. Weather permitting, Enid will finish out the season on Saturday at UConn at 1 o'clock.
The numbers are having a good year.
They are. They're tough. 1-1 pitch, way outside and low, 2-1.
We're in a 4-3 game, just throw strikes. It's one-run lead. Sometimes that's an albatross around your neck if you're a pitcher. Got to go back in and try to throw strikes and don't worry about one hit.
Yep, and you look at UConn, they're 21-9 coming into tonight. Throw to first base, not in time. By the way, defensive changes. Colby Jarnigan is now playing in left field. Troxell had to come in from center to pitch. Kobe Hudson is now in center. He moves from left to center. Hayden Priest taking over at first base for Braden Pierce, who's out of the game, and a strike by Troxell, 2-2. Fastball seems to be more of Troxell's money pitch this year. A couple of his big saves, I'll always remember the one against Bigsby that he had, and also the one he had against Putnam City. That was a nice one. 2-2 pitch, and chopped, foul. Troxell not only got the key hit in the game, which scored the run against Putnam City, but he also then came in and got the save. He's been a part of so many key moments this year for the Plainsman baseball team. And he comes from a family of athletes, too, which helps.
He does. His dad, a longtime coach and a great player in his own right, Bruce Troxell.
3-2 as that one got way outside. Cross Bay makes the nice catch. If he lets that one get behind him, we're talking about a Bartlesville runner in scoring position. They've got one on first, trailing the Enid Plainsman 4-3, top of the seventh. 3-2 pitch to Cohn. Got him swinging!
Boy, nice pitch. That was a fastball again, right on the outside corner, letter high. And Cohn had really made some good foul offs on good pitches. Just couldn't reach that one.
For Colton Troxell, that is strikeout number 19 on the season, with one out now in the top of the seventh. We go to Easton Hammonds, who is 0-3. He's grounded into a double play tonight, 0-7 in the series, ball one. He was 0-4 last night, 0-3 tonight. A fly out, a double play ground out, a strikeout looking. Hammonds came into this game with a batting average of .292. Throw to first base by Troxell, and back quickly to the bag is Hunter Stoops.
Troxell's got a lot of saves this year, but very few of them have been easy.
Yeah, I don't know that any of them have been easy. 1-0 pitch, strike on the inside corner. Last night's was not easy. It was 8-5. Bartlesville had the bases loaded, though, with one out. Not an easy situation, but Troxell emerges.
A little
with helping his team triumph.
4-3 double play right here.
That would be certainly nice. 1-1 pitch. Broke away from him for ball two. Now Troxell throwing the fastball hard. 83 miles an hour that time. He's missed the strike zone just a little bit too much. Two-one pitch, kicking the deal. Oh, that looked awfully good. That was right on the outside corner.
Yeah, and one little signal that the catcher always gives if he thinks umpire missed a pitch. They'll reach up and grab the bottom of their mask and cross immediately did that.
3-1 pitch. Popped up. It might be fair. It's moving toward the foul line. Ambrin Wojtek going over, and he dives and makes a great catch. Throws to second base. Gets the runner and pick to win this game on senior night for the Enid Plainsmen.
Are you kidding me?
What a job by Ambrin Wojtek. Unbelievable. He made almost the exact same play last night for the second out, only this time he catches the ball for the second out and throws to second base and gets Hunter Stoops, who was trying to tag up and go to second. He gets thrown out, and the Enid Plainsmen beat the Bartlesville Bruins twice. 4-3 the final. Holy cow, Butch.
Wow. He was going in foul territory. Hayden Priest couldn't see the ball. It was behind him. He dove headlong onto the warning track in that gravel. And I mean headlong. It wasn't like he stumbled. He immediately got up, and the runner, as Stoops, tried to tag. And he made a great one-hop throw right on the money, jumped right to his feet, and made a perfect throw to Connor Gore, who was able to tag Stoops out by 4 or 5 feet. What a play by Ambrin Wojtek.
He has made about 4 or 5 defensive plays this year that have been not only really pleasing to the eye, because they have been a lot of fun to watch, but how about the situations they come in? Like that one right there, he makes an unbelievable catch just to make the catch, and then as he slides into foul territory, stands up, throws to second, and is able to get the runner. And the fun season for the Enid Plainsmen continues. They're now 22-10, 10-4 in district play. Bartlesville falls to 10-13, and their seeding in this district continues to drop. They're now 5-7 with 2 district games remaining against Moore and Bigsby. And they also have a game against a 5A Memorial scheduled for the 27th. But they fall short tonight. The Enid Plainsmen, heroic on their home field yet again. They win it over the Bartlesville Bruins, 4-3. We'll give you the final stats and numbers from this one when we come back in just a moment. This is Plainsmen Baseball from CTV Sports.
Hilarious hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment.
Asked to talk to a mechanic. Found him licking oil. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
Whether it's reliable service or buying the right mower for your yard, remember Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment. Come here first. You won't regret it. 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
What do we want for dinner?
Oh, I want a sandwich.
I want hot wings.
I'm on a diet, so I need a salad.
You know what sounds good to me? Shrimp.
All right, guys, let's narrow this down, because we're never going to find one place that has all that variety.
Sure we will. Wings to go.
Wings to go?
Of course, Wings to go. They have a great family atmosphere with all the menu items you could want.
I love their video games.
Everybody gets what they want to eat, and I get to watch the game. Awesome.
2, 4, 6, 8. Whose wings are really great?
Wings to go, don't you know?
Folds of Honor is on a mission to empower military families by providing educational scholarships to the children and spouses of military service men and women killed or disabled while serving our great nation. That's why Security National Bank of Enid is offering the SMB Folds of Honor Visa debit card. It can be used for all your normal purchases and doesn't cost you anything extra. A portion of each purchase will go to make a lasting impact for military families. Request your Security National Bank Folds of Honor Visa debit card today. Strong, safe, secure. That's Security National Bank of Enid. Member FDIC.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at enidwecare.com.
Encouragement. Would you like to hear genuine words of encouragement? Where can you hear those words today? For many, the answer is the church. It's here you receive words of encouragement of the never-ending love Jesus has for you, that God does have a plan for your life, and there's a special place reserved for you in the family of God. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit this weekend and hear the words of encouragement you've been missing. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
KCRC.
St. Paul has got in. Just now he's never left.
Well, running around the field, don't we, here at David Allen Ballpark. Scott Pendleton, the groundskeeper of the David Allen Ballpark, has a new dog. And, boy, that's becoming more of a fan favorite every day as all the Plainsman fans get a chance to play with that dog as it runs around right now. They got to be in a great mood because Enid gets another win tonight. Their seventh victory in a row, their 22nd win of the season. They beat Bartlesville 4-3. They go to 10-4 in the district. Bartlesville falls to 10-13 overall. They're 5-7 in district play. And the key plays of the game, so many of them. Ambrin Wojcik with that catch with one out, makes a sliding catch in foul territory, then comes up and throws the ball to second base and tags out. Throws the ball to Connor Gore, who tags out Hunter Stoops, the courtesy runner, who was trying to go to second, and he got thrown out to end the game, and Enid wins it 4-3. Colton Troxell, another save, his ninth of the year. Dakota Cronister, the winning pitcher, he pitched an inning and a third, gave up no runs, no hits. He had no walks, two strikeouts. He did hit two batters. Braden Pierce was the starting pitcher. He went 4 2/3, gave up two hits, three runs, all three of which were earned. He had four walks, two strikeouts. He did hit a batter twice. That was Lucas Reapers, who he hit twice, and one wild pitch. So the losing pitcher for Bartlesville, Zach Snow, went six innings, gave up six hits, four runs, all four of which were earned, three walks, five strikeouts. He did not hit a batter, but he had three wild pitches. And, of course, the third wild pitch was the biggest one because with Connor Gore on third base, that wild pitch allowed him to come home to score. Hitting numbers in the game, let's do Enid first. Ambrin Wojcik was 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Mason Scrimmager 1-2 with a run scored and a sacrifice bunt. Connor Gore, 2-3 with a run scored and two RBI. What a hero he was tonight, and also scoring the winning run. Cross Bay 0-3. Braden Pierce 0-2. Hayden Priest was 0-1 as a pinch hitter. CJ Arndt 1-2 with a walk. Kobe Hudson 1-2 with a run scored and a walk. Colby Jarnigan was 1-2. Colton Troxell was 0-2. In total, Enid scored four runs on six hits with an error. They left three men on base. For Bartlesville, they scored three runs on three hits with one error. They left five men on base. John Cone was 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt and a walk. Easton Hammonds 0-4 with an RBI. Garrett Meidel 0-1 with two walks. A.J. Archambault 0-2 with a hit by pitch. Taylor Cobb 1-2 with a run scored. Zach Snow 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Grant Yardley 1-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. RBI. Brennan Longacre 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Lucas Reapers 1-1 with that two hit by pitches from Braden Pierce. So Enid wins the game 4-3. They close out the district season with a 10-4 record going into their last game at UConn. And Butch, what do you have any final thoughts over there about this one? What a great night it was for the Plainsmen.
It was. And I tell you what I saw tonight. We've talked a lot about this young freshman and sophomore class. Maybe one guy we've overlooked is an emerging star in Ambrin Wojcik,
yeah,
who not only does it with the bat, but he's made some spectacular plays in the field. One more thing to add about Wojcik's record. We had three double plays tonight. He was involved in every one of them.
Yes, he was. And he's been an outstanding defensive player and even a pitcher out of the bullpen at times for the Enid rotation. A massive win tonight for the Enid Plainsmen. They get it done on their home field on senior night as well. Say a big thank you to the seniors, Colton Troxell, Colt McCoy, Cross Bay, C.J. Arndt, and Dakota Chronister. It's been a pleasure to watch those five guys play baseball, and we're not done yet. They still got one regular season game left at UConn, and then after that, it is on to the playoffs. Butch, thanks a lot, man. Good to see you, my man.
You bet. Enjoyed it. A lot of fun.
And on Saturday, Chris Morales will have to take over for me. I've got a very important wedding to be at. One of my close family friends is getting married this weekend, so I'll be out of town. Chris Morales will have the regular season finale for the Enid Plainsmen at UConn this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Enid wins it 4-3 over the Bartlesville Bruins. A huge thank you to Butch Lingenfelter, my partner up here in the booth, and also to Lewis Foster, our producer-engineer, back in our Enid studios. I'm John Herrick saying so long from David Allen Ballpark. You've been listening to Enid Plainsmen Baseball from CTV Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Plainsmen Baseball on CTV Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC, and online at ctbsports.com. Enid Plainsmen Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Stevens Ford, and by our Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports Boosters.
Join us next time for more Enid Plainsmen Baseball on 1390 KCRC and ctbsports.com.
CTB Sports Radio 1390 KCRC.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports.
Earnhardt. That series, Rudy Gobert, Gordon Hayward will be in the lineup tonight for the Jazz. Send it back to Houston. Here's Matt.
Thunder Shop has a variety of products available for fans of all ages. In honor of Russell Westbrook's historic season, make sure to order your history t-shirts and novelties. While you're at it, be sure to grab your Thunder playoff gear. All these products and more available at OKCThunder.com/shop tonight. Thunder offense has faltered. 36% shooting in the game. 11 of their 25 shots have been hoisted by Westbrook. He's got 13. Nobody else close to double figures. In fact, the bench for the Rockets already has an 8-3 scoring advantage. 3-0 in the quarter. Thunder have missed all three of their shots in the second and have seen a 6-point lead shrivel to 3 with Clint Capella awaiting his second of two foul shots. 10:44 left in the half. Capella's second is up. Looks good and is. So the Rockets closed within two despite hitting 34% of their shots and turning it over five times. Oladipo's on the handle running the second unit. Scoreless. Shifting left, pulls up, fires. Unguarded 20-foot jumper as straight as a string up and in. So Oladipo back of a canter pick. Found daylight and drained the jumper. And it's 24-20 Thunder. On the handle, Patrick Beverly as Harden's out. He'll run the second unit for the Rockets. Gets a pick from Gordon. Slithers right. Bounce feeds to Capella. Right at the rim. Lays it up on Cantor. No good, but Cantor fouls again. Staying vertical is a challenge for the Thunder defenders in this series, and that's the case again as Ennis is rung up for his second. Simple screen and roll bounce pass, and Cantor leaned in instead of just staying straight up in the air. That allows Capella his third and fourth foul shots of Game 5. Capella's not been very good the last two games on the road. Minus 40 at home, plus 23 in the plus minus. 2 of 2 at the line in this game. He cranks the first of two and misses off the back iron. Not a good percentage foul shooter, 53% during the regular campaign. And for his career, only 49%. The youngster from Switzerland really coming into his own now in his third season. Readies with the second. It's out of his right hand. Looks better and is. And that pulls the Rockets back within three, 24-21. So the Thunder outstanding defense has not been rewarded by their offense as yet. 2 minutes into the second. Oladipo pounds a dribble 30 feet straight away. Looking left. Nothing materializes. He retreats. Still stationary on the bounce. Bounce feeds baseline left to Cantor. 8 to shoot. Ennis. Played by Capella. Pushing. In the lane. Pump fakes. Comes up and underlays it up. And Capella blocks his shot. Beverly's got the loose ball. Spurting back. A 3 would tie. Beverly shifting left. Floats a runner unguarded. That's good from 6 feet away. And it's a 24-23 Thunder lead. OKC second unit unable to hang to begin the second quarter with 9:45 left. Oladipo. Working right wing, doubled, sends it out front to Grant, left wing Abrines, wide open, cranks a three, cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. Alex Abrines has had five great three-point looks, has nailed two. Good ball movement there for the Thunder's fifth assist, and it's 27-23 OKC. Beverly dancing in the right corner, sheds a defender, floats a runner right of the paint. Arendt
That time stepping up Cantor to deny the shot. McDermott's got the miss, giving to Oladipo, blasting away from Beverly down the lane. Scoops, and it rolls out. Didn't take it strong. Anderson's got the miss, giving to Beverly. Swing right to Lou Williams. Raps trying to feed to Beverly. Powers left on Abrina, sets up Anderson. Pump faking, barrels down the lane, scoops and scores. 27-25 as the Rockets are scoring at will against the Thunder second unit. We've seen it with frequency in this series. 8:50 left till halftime. Oladipo veers right. Now left down the lane. Double clutches a floating five-footer that's off. Rebound snagged by Williams. Three on three. Lou compresses the lane. Down the lane on Grant. Floats a runner that rolls in and ties the game at 27 apiece as Billy Donovan burns another timeout. 8:38 left in the second quarter. OKC's eight-point lead is all gone. It's 27 apiece. The Rockets have started the quarter 11-5. This is Thunder Basketball.
Hey, Thunder fans. Show your Thunder pride with MidFirst Bank, the official bank of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Open any personal checking account and get your Thunder Visa debit card exclusively from MidFirst Bank. With more than 50 convenient banking centers across Oklahoma. Plus, with MidFirst Bank mobile banking, you can do your banking anytime, anywhere, including bill pay and mobile deposit. Visit us today at midfirst.com/thunder. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
The Andersons got tickets to the game. How'd they get tickets?
Did you try NBATickets.com?
But the game is sold out.
The games are never sold out at NBATickets.com.
Never?
Yep, and they're never fake.
Your dad's a genius. Grab the key.